Aquaculture. Godzilla the rotifer. A mutagenic technique employed for plants is used on animals.
The world's fisheries are overexploited. One way to relieve pressure on them is to increase the yield of fish farms, and one way to do that is to improve the quality of the food fed to the livestock in those farms. Abe Tomoko of the Riken Nishina Center for Accelerator-Based Science in Wako, Japan, has a novel proposal for doing this. In her role as director of the center's Beam Mutagenesis Group, she has overseen the creation of 30 novel cultivars of crops and ornamental plants generated by the selective breeding of promising mutants created using radiation from a particle accelerator called the RI Beam Factory. This time, though, she has applied the technique to animals. The young of farm-raised fish species such as yellowtails, halibut, bream, and bluefin tuna are fed with live prey. For the smallest fry, these are often rotifers, a phylum of tiny animals discovered in the late 17th century by early microscopists. In particular, farmers use a complex of 15 species known collectively as Brachyonus plicatilis. The members of this complex are, in turn, divided into three groups classified by size. SS, the adults of which are 170 to 190 microns long, S, with adults 190 to 240 microns long, and L, with adults 240 to 320 microns long. Members of these different groups are fed to progressively larger fish larvae. Above the size of L. rotifers, however, farmers switch phylum and feed their charges crustaceans called brine shrimps, the smallest of which clock in at 400 microns. That leaves a size gap which fish do not like. They often develop badly at this stage of their growth and sometimes resort to cannibalism. Dr. Abe and her colleagues therefore wondered, as they describe in Bioscience, Biotechnology and Biochemistry, whether they could plug the gap between the biggest rotifers and the smallest brine shrimps in the way that new plant cultivars are created, by bombarding rotifers with carbon or argon ions spun up to high speed in the Beam Factory.